producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Woo! 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, this is such a mistake. You guys hear I'm out of breath, right? It's kind of, you know, my breaths are really shallow. No, it's not congestive heart failure, thank God. No, it's not atrial fibrillation. No, I'm wearing some Spanx. And boy, was it a mistake. I kind of have some place to go right after the show today, and so I was like, hey, you know, I want to look good. I got to make my tummy look flatter. So I'm wearing my Spanx. Now I can't breathe. I can't breathe. This is miserable. I don't understand. I had no idea who discovered Spanx. I looked it up. It was a woman. I know a lot of us women are like, some man had to figure this out because you can't, you know, put your phone in your bra when you're wearing Spanx. You can't, you know, you can't do a lot of womanly things in your Spanx. But it was a woman. Sarah Blakely, and I believe she's like a billionaire now. Yeah, Sarah Blakely. She's skinny. I know, skinny. All right, look, good for her. I utilize Spanx. In fact, there's a lot of non-Spanx brands out there that get called Spanx. Because, you know, we don't know what the heck we're buying. We're just buying something to kind of suck it all in. But I got to tell you, if there is a developer out there or some sort of company that wants to make some practical Spanx, I would say please do. Like first and foremost, okay, I can't pee or poop while wearing them. I have to completely disrobe. And I know some of them have, like, the little snaps on the bottom. Have you guys seen some of these types of cover? I know I'm not. Look, okay, the secret's out. I don't have to keep this quiet. The secret's out. I have to wear something to make me look skinnier than I am. Okay, secret's out. Ooh, what a shock. Dr. Dahlia has extra rolls. Yeah, I do, baby. I got a lot of rolls, okay? A lot of them. So, sorry. Anyway, I need Spanx. Okay, good. Can we move on? Good. And some of these, very interesting. You know how you used to change your baby and he wore a onesie and the snaps were down there in the groin area, so you would unsnap so they didn't have to get completely undressed. You could then change the diaper. You really had to take their legs out. A lot of you guys don't. You try to just kind of pull the diaper out of the opening and then put another diaper on. It doesn't work. And you got to take their feet out of the little onesie. And then they get mad because their legs are all cold. And then they cry. And you're like, shut up. And you put the diaper on. And then you put their feet back in the onesies. And then you snap. Well, apparently a lot of these Spanx have that. For you guys that don't know, you know, you wonder why we women take so long in the bathroom, and you're like, no, the missus is trying to doll herself up for me. No, we're not dolling ourselves up for you. We're just trying to figure out how to pee or how to get the Spanx off before we pee on ourselves in the toilet. So anyway, there's some that have that snap, so I bought it once. I was like, okay, this is cool, because now I don't have to take off all my clothes when I'm just trying to go to the bathroom, and I have to go to the bathroom a lot these days. And it didn't work. Okay, it was like a onesie, and so you unsnap it, but I wear 2-3 Spanx at a time. So I have a whole nother layer that I have to get off. I think that only works if you're completely naked in your Spanx, and I don't do that. Do you guys do that? Are you supposed to do that? Yeah, I'm really big on underwear. I don't think I've ever done the commando thing. And I know that's something you don't want to hear, but it's relevant. Why? I don't know. There was some relevancy to it. I completely forgot, but it's relevant. So I'm a big underwear person. In fact, I almost got kicked out of my ballet class. I was only 7 years old, and we were told no panties. We were supposed to wear our leotard and our tights, but they didn't want the underwear showing through under the tutu. And my mom was like, oh, no way. Oh, no, you're wearing underwear. Because it was like 1979 or something, 1978. Well, how old was I? If I was seven, 1978. So it was 1978. So there must have been some, I don't know, scandal at the time where my mom was like, oh, hell no, you're wearing underwear. So I had to wear underwear under my leotards and my tights under my tutu. Nobody could see. It was one of those strawberry shortcake type things. So nobody could really see. But the other girls tattled on me. And the teacher was like, you're not supposed to wear underwear. And I was like, what? So, anyway. Okay. Yeah. Can we move on? Yeah. So Spanx have a tough time making you breathe. So this is what I suggest. Okay. If any of you are starting up a company and you want to make women's underwear practical, all right, do a few things. Okay. One, make sure, all right, we're able to go to the bathroom. Two, do something about our butt and like a lifting type of thing. Okay? It's one thing to make your butt smaller, but I noticed some of these underwears, when they make the butt smaller, your butt starts to sag lower. So we need butt lifters, okay? It should be easy to do. Just put that, I don't know, wire mesh fishing line, whatever the hell you guys use, put it under there, do that. Next, make sure you have something for the tire. What are the tire handle, the spare tire or the love handles? Okay? And I would suggest something that maybe just lipos the hell out of it, okay? Because I'm just sick and tired of moving it and shifting it towards the front of my stomach. I just do something with the love handles. Next, with the boobs. Gotta uplift them, but not only uplift them, do something so they don't fall under your arms. The big problem I have when I wear any of the Spanx is my arms now are always out 45 degrees because the boobs just got pushed laterally. We need that. Yeah, you're doing the underwear all wrong. You know, maybe I can make $1 billion coming up with some real good underwear. I really need to, because this, you know, skinny lady Sarah, I mean, she's a size 2? Please, let's get somebody like me who's a size 5. 5 times that? To do this right. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to ask some of you out there that quit smoking, what was the quickest and most effective way to do it? Because I am getting emails and calls from people who don't know how to quit smoking in time to prevent their insurance rates from skyrocketing. January 1st is going to be very, very expensive for many of you out there. And it looks like some of us need to get our poop together, especially quitting smoking. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want the Sig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from the Sig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at lesig.com. L-E-C-I-G.com. Kick some ash with the Sig.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials. I know! Kyle's back in! Hi, Kyle! He is so in the doghouse for having to work my show today. So, you know, he's not as happy as I am about it, but I miss him. I miss him so much. So, you got Kyle working the dials. He's so cute! And big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know you guys have a lot of other things you could do. And the fact that you listen to my show, I'm very, very honored. There's a Catherine that listens to my show. She says, Doctor, I was listening to you this week. See, she listens to my week show. What the hell is wrong with you people? I'm on like 6 days a week. Doctor, I was listening to you about the patients whose smoking status is going to make insurance rates go up $75 a month. I will be paying three times that as of January 1. I need to quit smoking fast. Please help. You know what I find very interesting is many of my patients have promised me that they're going to quit smoking. These are my personal patients now, have promised me that they're going to quit smoking January 1. Oh, it's going to be my New Year's resolution, Dr. Dolly. I'm like, what? It's been your New Year's resolution since 2005. No, I'm really going to do it this year. Well, many of you are finding you cannot wait till January 1 and make a New Year's resolution because your insurance is changing. So much for, you know, keeping your doctor, you know, with the whole new Affordable Health Care Act. Insurances are leaving the Affordable Health Care Act. You guys heard about United pulling out of some of the exchanges. And then you have, in my neck of the woods, we have a Nevada Health Co-op that is going to be, unfortunately, no more as of December 31st, which is kind of posing a local problem that I wish we didn't have. We didn't have this local issue, but just really quickly, we're having some patients being told that they can't get in to see their Nevada Health Co-op doctors because rumors have been circulating that the doctors may not get paid after a certain date because the company is now, I guess, in receivership. So we have doctors that don't want to be, you know, stood up and working for free, especially since they're already financially strapped. And we have patients that they paid their dues, they paid the premiums, and they have an insurance, and they want to still be seen. But and it's could pose a problem. I mean, they're telling the doctors, from what I understand, the receivership, that there is money to pay the doctors, and they are going to do every best effort to pay the claims out of the assets they have. But a lot of medical providers are a little wary. So some of you that live in your certain cities or states where an insurance company is closing down permanently, you guys could be in a real bind during flu season. So hopefully you have a regular doctor, and that regular doctor promises to still see you and, you know, make sure they could still provide you care. But it's it could be a scary time for some. And I just hope in our neck of the woods they get it worked out. Okay. Many of you, your insurance rates are going up, and you have to get off smoking. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I really urge you guys to go to this Reader's Digest site that talks about the 23 best ways to quit smoking, because they kind of enumerate a lot of the things that I have told my patients to do and I have told you to do. I don't know if you'll be able to get off smoking for good this quickly. I mean, you need to quit. And you need to do a hard quit, I think, to be the most successful. But, you know, some of you, you want to wean off, okay? You want to just kind of do little baby steps. Mind you, if you, let's say, have a quit date of January 1st, and you're like, you know what, Dolly, I'm going to quit January 1st, but what should I do in the next 6 weeks? Okay, start cutting back. It's a hell of a lot easier quitting a half a pack a day habit than a two pack a day habit. So if you're going to cut back, do what you can. And mind you, smoking has dropped considerably. I think we are at the lowest level of smokers since the, was it the 1960s? I think our number, we just continue to improve. I get some credit for that. Thank you. Thank you very much. So you guys are doing a damn good job. It's just we need to do a better job, because still, lung cancer is still the leading cause of death. So cancer death, the number one type of cancer death. So we still need to do a much better job. But now a lot of you guys are feeling it in your pocket. You're feeling that, oh, man, my rates are going up, my insurance rates, or I may not be able to be insured. That's some tough stuff. So we have to get you off smoking. So one thing they suggest is, all right, you know, before we even get to the quit date part, there's a lot of other ideas. They go, make a list about all the things you like about smoking. Just draw, you know, what are your likes and dislikes? All right. Why do you like to smoke? Okay. And I'm sure one of you has on there, it helps you keep your weight down. Now, I mean, the reason why you're making this list of all the things you like about smoking, you know, well, you know, it gets me out of work. You know, I get to take off, and I don't have to, listen to the boss. I could sneak out, and then I can smoke for about 5-10 minutes. Okay, then put that down. You get extra breaks at work. All right, and put down the things that you like, because then you're going to have to quit smoking. We all are. Cigarettes are going to be too expensive. You're going to be taxed up the yin-yang. I understand some of you guys are on the line. Kyle's getting to you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. But, do we have you on the line now? Hi. Welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show.
My name is Bill.
Oh, hey, Bill. What's up?
Yeah, not much. Just wanted to weigh in on your smoking thing.
Yeah, please.
What worked for my... Yeah, my father, he was a real smoker back in the day. He was about 2 to 3 packs a day for 30-plus years. And when he got to the point where his doctor told him, you got two choices, quit smoking or die, he went and he got acupuncture one time and it stuck. He never went back to smoking again, but he wanted to quit.
Awesome. Yeah, so and I mean, he quit cold turkey, or did the acupuncture did he have to do multiple sessions?
Nope, one time. Acupuncture worked one time and he never touched a cigarette again.
Oh, wow. All right. Man, thanks for sharing. I'm a fan of acupuncture. I really am, because some of my patients swear by it. They swear by it for weight loss. They swear by it for migraines. They do. But then I've had other people that have done some of the acupressure or some acupuncture treatments and said it didn't work. Like what Mike said, you have to really want it. Okay, and you got to be honest about yourself. Why are you smoking? All right, and then make a list why quitting smoking is going to stink. Okay, why are you regretting? What's going to happen? Are you going to have the shakes? Are you going to not be able to sleep? Are you going to be grumpy? Do you think you're going to get divorced? You know, those types of things. And again, you need to, if you think your wife's going to divorce you because you're going to quit smoking and you're going to be mean, you need to sit down with your wife and go, look, okay, you know, do you want me dead? You know, or do you want me smoking the nice? And, you know, she may be like, well, you know, can I get back to you on that answer? No. You know, but you know, say, look, I'm afraid that you're not going to be able to live with me for 4 weeks. Okay, so get that set aside. You know, I've already had that talk with my husband with menopause. I told him, when I go through menopause, I am going to be mean. I am going to be driving you crazy. He's like, what? You're doing that now. You mean more? So have that conversation. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Get that quit date. You got to get that quit date. Don't be messing around. But when you quit, I want those reasons for quitting and all those, good points. You know, well, you know, I want to live to see my granddaughter, or, you know, I want to, you know, look sexy. Have those on index cards. And then go through those index cards, and every time you get a craving, you take a peek at that index card. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Who do we got here?
Hi, this is Dave G. from Golden Valley, Arizona.
Hey, Dave, what's up?
Oh, well, listen, I was interested in your quitting smoking program today, and I'll tell you how I really slowed down and eventually quit, if you're interested.
Please.
Okay, well, mainly don't keep those cigarettes within arm's reach. Put them somewhere way out of the way where if you really have to have one, you have to make an effort to go get it. In my case, I used to work in a factory, and I didn't keep them in my pocket. I would keep them way in the other end of my shop in my toolbox, and when I slowed down from there, I put them out in my locker room, which is farther yet. So if you had to have one, you went and got it, but it slows you way down for starters.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It can't be, you know, we're doing that with the sweets. The Halloween candy is locked up in 7 different layers of locks in my house, and it's almost impossible to break the lock, and that's what we did to keep the candy out. Oh, great. No, great idea. That was another thing we were going to say on this next list, was get those cigarettes out, anything that reminds you of smoking. So great point for bringing up. Thank you. Matches. Let's say there's a song that, you know, you like to listen to. Let's say you listen to your playlist when you smoke. Okay? Get rid of that playlist. Anything that you do. Another thing that really helps is get that money in the jar. I know you've heard of this before. Have the money in the jar. Anytime you were going to spend money on a carton of cigarettes, put that money in the jar, and you have that money like in a place where you all could see, but not your neighbors, because somebody may break in and grab it. By the way, switch to decaf. They say stay on decaf coffee for the first couple months so you don't go back and smoke. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, if any of you guys could visit my Twitter or my Facebook page, there's a boy, Ryan, who is 13 years old, and he is battling two different types of brain cancer, two different types. And he is so brave, and he is doing an amazing job, and I love this kid to death. I love him so much. So please, anything you can do, he has a GoFundMe page, and you can find it on my Facebook page or on my Twitter to help little Ryan out. Anything you could do would be greatly, greatly appreciated. All right, so I had a patient that came in the other day asking me for a medicine to prevent diabetes. Like, I want to be on that pre-diabetes medicine. I'm like, okay, well, let's do some blood work. What, you want glucophage? No, I want Viagra. I'm like, wait, nah, I want Viagra. So we talked about earlier this week, there's a study that's come out saying Viagra may help ward off type 2 diabetes in people who are already at risk. We talked about this earlier this week. We went into more detail, but just to quickly review, Viagra or sildenafil, all right, improved insulin sensitivity in overweight pre-diabetic people. Now, remember, you need sensitive insulin because a lot of the problem we have with type 2 diabetics is their insulin is resistant. They have resistance to the insulin, either too much weight, lack of it working well. And so we have medicines that seem to help the sensitivity. But when they tested this with Viagra, they found that Viagra seemed to lower insulin sensitivity, which is a nice little side effect of that medication that many men are taking for funsies that have nothing to do with diabetes. Now, remember, it's an erectile dysfunction drug. And originally, it was designed to treat pulmonary hypertension. And it was used originally to treat vascular condition because it helps allow blood vessels to still have blood flow. It helps with flow issues, and which is why it's so dangerous for you to unfortunately be on nitroglycerin or nitrates or nitroglycerin or let me see some of the other brands for your angina, and these nitroglycerins, they dilate the blood vessels, they help lower your blood pressure, so you can't take that and Viagra at the same time. And it's a medicine that was never originally designed for erectile dysfunction, but we use it for that, and it's become extremely popular. In fact, its sales were so phenomenal its first week or two out that this new female libido drug, Adderall, remember that got fast-tracked through the FDA because the FDA was being accused of being anti-woman because they wouldn't, approve the drug due to its, risk versus benefit ratio. They said there's only been about 277 prescriptions of the female libido drug. Nobody's really been asking for it. I guess the doctors have to be quote-unquote certified to prescribe it. They got to take like a 10-minute online course, and many doctors haven't. And you don't really have women asking for the drug. Yet Viagra, whew, millions upon millions of prescriptions the first month or two it came out. So anyway, this trial with Viagra, little one, 42 patients. Okay, and it was Dr. Nancy Brown and her colleagues at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. All the patients were randomly assigned to take Viagra 3 times a day. 25 milligram Viagra, though, not the 50 or 100. Many of you guys take 50 milligram Viagra or 100 milligram Viagra, right? Okay, this was a 25, so a low dose, a lower dose, 3 times a day, or take an inactive placebo for 3 months. By the end of that time, those in the Viagra group were more sensitive to insulin, had lower levels of albumin in the urine, which is kind of a sign of heart and kidney disease when you start to dump protein or albumin in the urine, than those with placebo. So now they're thinking that the Viagra could also even protect the kidneys. Without treatment, as many as 30% of the people with prediabetes go on to develop type 2 diabetes, and the people that didn't receive the Viagra, the placebo, still had protein in the urine. So, Viagra works by inhibiting the enzyme that breaks down a chemical called cyclic GMP, and it kind of helps us inhibit inhibitory response. Basically, when you have an erection, the blood is supposed to stay there. And then it's supposed to go back, okay? Otherwise, you can't, work. I mean, the erection has to go away. This prevents that inhibitory effect to allow the blood to stay there. That's, okay? And why it helps diabetes or why it helps your insulin sensitivity, I really have no clue. So, what about Cialis? What about Levitra? Well, we're probably going to have to study that. okay? Because if it does have beneficial effects on the endothelium, the lining of the blood vessels, and helps allow blood flow, and maybe the kidneys are getting better blood flow, maybe blood pressure is being lowered just a touch, and that's enough to make things go well. I don't know, but it's pretty cool stuff. Especially now that Viagra is generic, so at least, you know, it's a little cheaper. But don't be going to your doctor saying you need Viagra to prevent diabetes. We're just not there yet. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of us are afraid of losing our jobs to robots. I think we need to be afraid of losing our jobs to pigeons and puppies. There's been some studies coming out this week on how pigeons could help detect malignant breast cells on pathology slides. I know. Malignant, they looked at pathology slides and these pigeons, let me pull up the article. They were able to spot the cancerous tissue and they were even able to look at mammograms. And if the pigeons got to collectively discuss, like four of them at a time, they were 99% accurate. All right? Alone, they average 84% accuracy for images with microcalcifications on the mammogram. The pigeon picked the correct button to show the presence of cancerous cells or the absence of them and was rewarded with food. And the pecs that were used, they watched them peck. I talked about how pigeons, I mean, for me, I really never liked because with, you know, Bert and Ernie, Bert, I didn't really like in Sesame Street. And Bert would sing that pigeon song, the doing the pigeon, you know, that thing. And I couldn't stand it. And so I really never liked pigeons. And, you know, they poop all over my car. But if these pigeons are being able to be trained to spot, you know, malignant cancer cells or clusters on the mammogram, what's going to happen is radiologists are going to have to give their report, and then their boss is going to be like, no, wait a second, let the patient come in, and let's see if you're right. So then the radiologist is going to have to sit there, right, you know, twiddling his thumbs while the pigeon kind of struts in, takes a look at the mammogram, or the pathologist is sitting there, and they're taking a look at the pathology sides, and then once the pigeon gives the approval, we could move on. Or worse yet, rather than having a room full of radiologists, we're going to have a room full of pigeons. Hey, that's, look, I'm not the one that voted for the Affordable Health Care Act to be put through. This is all a part of Obamacare, guys. I'm sorry. And now dogs. Dogs can sniff out cancer better than other lab tests. We're looking right now at this dog, Lucy. She's a cross between a Labrador Retriever and an Irish Water Spaniel. All right. Was not a good guide dog. Apparently she failed miserably, but she has been able to sniff out cancer. And so she learned how to sniff out bladder cancer, kidney cancer, prostate cancer, was even used in a study, and she was able to detect cancer correctly more than 95% of the time. British organization Medical Detection Dogs has 8 dogs that sniff out 3,000 urine samples from National Health Service patients to see if they could discern who has cancer and who doesn't. Many of you guys wonder why, you know, these animals always kind of go up to us, you know, when we're sitting there and sniff. That's what they're doing. Okay, they are hired to sniff for cancer. One of our friends who had died of a brain tumor, for years my husband didn't understand why the dog kept barking at him. The dog did not like him. The dog loved everybody, just not his friend that eventually was diagnosed with brain tumor. It kind of makes you wonder. These animals, whew, they're going to be taking our jobs. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expel
smells, gases, and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know if any of you guys were around in Las Vegas, Nevada when the MGM Grand fire occurred. Apparently today marks 35 years since that happened. And I know many of my, listeners have told me that they've seen this, you know, in the news in their neck of the woods, that Las Vegas had a pretty big fire at the MGM Hotel that was located at, I believe at the time Flamingo. I believe at the time Flamingo and, the strip has changed so much that, I start to forget my landmarks. Tropicana and Hacienda used to be the end of the strip, and now that's not the case. It was probably one of the most horrific events that could have happened to one of the Las Vegas hotels. Any of you guys that had, you know, witnessed it, I'd love to hear from you at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What I remember of it as a kid is the original MGM. They had this deli in there called Celebrity Deli. And my father loved deli food. I want to go eat some deli. Let's go. Like, all right, Dad, off the deli. And the MGM had, I believe, the electric doors at the time at the front. And again, I'm remembering this as a child. And when you walked in, big, huge casino, rectangular-shaped, gorgeous casino. And at the end of the hall, at the end of that, you know, casino, rectangular casino, there would be the restaurants. And the restaurants were all, I guess, sharing a central kitchen. I remember because my mom would always talk to the waiters. And, you know, she always just, the food servers, but, you know, she called them waiters back then. So she would always be like, you know, oh, that's interesting. You have the restaurant there. And do you guys have separate kitchens? No. We have one kitchen. And it's the main kitchen that serves all the restaurants, but it was in that far back area. And unfortunately, what happened with the MGM Grand Fire is November 21, 1980, a fire started in the kitchen. And there's been, you see, 85 people died, 86 people died, 87 people died. I remember the headline that said 86 people had died in that fire, and one of the worst tragedies that we had ever seen in Las Vegas. And what had happened with this fire, when I was training at UMC, one of the inspectors who worked that day had told us most of the people died not from fire. As many of you know, it was from the smoke inhalation, especially on the stairway. People trying to escape, they, you know, became asphyxiated, and many of them died from hypoxia as opposed to burns. I think there was only one or two people who had unfortunately burned to death, and I think one had tried to jump out of a window. I don't remember. But he said not only was the issue of people not being able to leave and get out easily because of the electric doors not working, but that room, that casino, that corridor, that rectangular room filled up with toxic gas, and when it sparked, the fire just like lightning blew right through that casino. Now, a lot of the people didn't get burned because many of them had hopefully already escaped by then, but unfortunately, a lot of people couldn't breathe. And so you had people that were already down for the count, unfortunately, because of that buildup. And since that fire, there's been a lot of changes. Like now we have fire sprinkler systems. Many casinos and restaurants at the time had not had fire sprinkler systems. Now they need to. Also, you'll notice that most casinos, there's not these fancy automatic doors. Most of them have the good old-fashioned doors that you could open so that it allows people to leave. MGM closed down. Eventually, Bally's took over, beautiful hotel, and then MGM resurrected itself later down the strip, southern on Tropicana. Beautiful hotel, doing well. MGM properties have you know, been able to make a comeback from this. But it was a very deadly time, and we're kind of observing the 35th anniversary of that. And very, very tragic, and I'm still overwhelmed that something like that could have happened. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. Some of you guys call each other stupid. Well, how many of you knew that there are three types of stupid? And psychologists have revealed three different types of stupidity. All right? Scientists gathered a sample of 180 stories from blogs and forums and interviewed 150 people about which ones were stupid. And the worst type of stupidity was known as the confident arrogance stupidity. The second type of stupidity was lack of control, when someone can't help themselves. And then I guess the third type of stupidity was absent-mindedness or lack of practicality. So your confident ignorance is when somebody thinks their ability to do something, you know, is obviously better than they could do it. Yeah, you know what? I got this. I could jump the building in my motorcycle like Evel Knievel. Oh, my gosh. No, you're so stupid. You know, that kind of thing. You know, I could balance on the outside balcony, you know, and not fall. No, no, you're so stupid. Get back inside. And so, you know, as a doctor and as a parent, we've really tried to avoid using the word stupid. I remember reading all the parenting books, you know, never call your kid stupid, never call your husband stupid because that's in front of the kid. You know, it's a bad word to use. But I think it's starting to make a comeback because there's people out there really doing stupid stuff. And I mean, you can only be politically correct so much. Somebody's about to hurt themselves. Okay, you gotta call them, you know, stupid. All right? So, confident ignorance. Unfortunately, this type of stupidity a lot of times gets fueled by alcohol, gets fueled by drugs. Yeah, I can do this. Yeah. Confident ignorance. Next, absent-mindedness. Okay? You weren't paying attention. Okay, so me, right, I'm, let's say, playing, Candy Crush on the toilet. And by the time I look over the toilet paper, I realize there's no toilet paper. And so I didn't prepare and make sure there was toilet paper in the bathroom before I went, sat on the potty and played Candy Crush. That would be absent-mindedness stupid. Okay? And then lack of control. You can't help themselves. You feel at some level that you have to do something and you lost the ability to do otherwise. So, let's say somebody who cancels plans to go out with friends to keep playing video games at home. Alright? I don't know if I would call them stupid. I feel stupid a lot when I decide to go up in front of a crowd and take over the mic. Okay? The mic is there. There is nothing more addicting. Okay? To a radio host or somebody who really likes being in show business than a microphone just sitting there. I was at a wedding and, the family went up to speak. I'm a friend. Okay. You know, I, so I'm not family, you know, I'm a friend. So obviously I really had no business even being anywhere even close to the stage. And, you know, the family did their talk and they did it and, you know, then they left and, you know, the music was kind of not starting yet. And the room was kind of, you know, kind of quiet as people were starting to, you know, mumble and talk. And that microphone was just sitting there, just standing there, you know. And I start to shake, you know, and the silverware is falling off the table. And my husband's like, go up to it. I go, really? It's okay? He's like, can I stop you? And I just go up and I just start talking to the family. Apparently half the room was from Colombia and the other half of the room were here from the States. And I guess what they had done is, you know, when they were talking, they spoke to, you know, both sides. So I decided to get up and, you know, make a toast to my friend, speaking in both English to one side of the room and Spanish. And, of course, you know, some of the things I went into I thought was pretty funny. And from what I understand, it went well. But then I think back going, oh, my gosh, I was so stupid. You know, because some of the things I said, look, I only know X amount of Spanish words. And most of my Spanish vocabulary centers around the STDs, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia. So, of course, I had to, you know, say something that had to do with those. And you can just imagine what I said. So that would be a lack of control. I cannot control myself in front of a mic. Some of you guys have listened to this show now and said, you know what? Yeah, stupid. The show was not stupid. You guys learned a lot. Come on, be nice. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down to the little white church. Hang me down. Hang me down. You know, hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church. Hang me down to the little white church. Hang me down to the little white church.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.